in Eretz Yisrael. We will be reading Parshas Chukas this Shabbos. So I would like to say over something from Parshas Chukas that I saw brought down in Be'er HaParsha based on the words of the Yaros Dvash. And the Pasuk tells us towards the end of the Parsha that Sichon Melech HaEmori conquered the city of Cheshbon. From who? From Moab. And the Pasuk says, Ki Cheshbon ir Sichon Melech HaEmori hi v'hu nilcha b'melech Moab harishon. And he fought with Melech Moab. And then ultimately he took over all of his land. And the next pasuk tells us, Al Kain Yomer HaMoshlim, Rashi tells us, referring to Bilam, and probably in his father as well, Baor. And it says, Bo Cheshbon, Tibonav Sikonan Ir Sichon. And the Gemara in Baba Basra tells us, what does it mean, Bo Cheshbon? The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us it's talking about making a Cheshbon HaNefesh. A Cheshbon HaNefesh, certainly, we know that the Igeres Ramban, the Ramban in his letter tells his son to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh twice a day, in the morning and at night. And the question that the Yaros Dvash asks is, what is the connection between conquering Cheshbon and making a Cheshbon HaNefesh? Yes, the truth of the matter is, it says, Al Kain Yomer HaMoshlim Bo Cheshbon. So the word Cheshbon, not only is it the name of the city, but it's also an allusion to the word to make a cheshbon, to make a calculation, to make a cheshbon and nefesh. So Yaros Dash says something unbelievable. He says that Cheshbon was a border city. It was a small, weak city on the border. And since Moab didn't consider it to be an important city because it was weak and small and on the border, they didn't guard it properly. So once Sichon took advantage of that poorly guarded city, and it was able to occupy and conquer the city of Cheshbon, ultimately they were able to take over all of Moab's land. And this is obviously a very, very precise mashal of how the Yetzer Hara works and the importance of Cheshbon and Nefesh. Meaning, Cheshbon is not just the word, the name of the city was the word to make a calculation. The pshat is, when a person makes a calculation specifically over small averos, over small things that he wouldn't necessarily think are a big deal, if he wouldn't contemplate them, so then ultimately it's going to lead to his downfall. And that's exactly what happened here with the city of Cheshbon. The Moavim did not guard it carefully. Ultimately, it led to their complete downfall. So too, that's the mile of a Cheshbon and Nefesh. If a person thinks about his actions morning and night, so even if he makes minor slip-ups, he will correct them before they become major slip-ups. And that, says Yonas and Ibishes in the Yaros Dvash, is the reason why there's a connection between the city of Cheshbon and Nefesh. Because the Dafka did not guard this city, which was vulnerable, and that's what led to them losing all of their land. The summertime is certainly a time to make sure that you're doing a Cheshbon and Nefesh when most of us are not in a proper structure, we're not necessarily in yeshiva, and the different Yetzirei Hara, when a person has free time that crop up. So certainly during these times, when there's lack of structure, there's other problems in the summertime, a person should certainly make a Cheshbon and Nefesh on a regular basis. Furthermore, Viderman quotes, he brings down from the from Chaim Shulevitz. Chaim Shulevitz asks a question. The Gemara in Sotan, Daf Gimel, but Allah tells us, "Ein adam chote el im kein nichnas abo ruach shdos." A person doesn't sin unless a spirit of foolishness enters him. Now, Chaim Shulevitz asks, so if a spirit of foolishness enters him, so he shouldn't be obligated, he shouldn't be chayev. It's not his fault. It's like a ruach sheinu metzuya. So Chaim Shulevitz explains, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, you're right. There's only a certain way you can prepare for a ruach shdos. But he gave a mashal. If the wind comes and throws somebody into the bor, into a pit, so you can say, you know what, it wasn't his fault. A wind came and threw him into the bor. But if he was walking on the edge of the bor, it was his fault. He should have anticipated that if a wind comes, he's going to be toast. He's going to be toast, shiva toast, as somebody said, but he'll fall into the board. So what does a person have to do? If he's standing 10 feet away from the board, 20 feet away from the board, then he knows that even if a wind comes, he won't be thrown into the board. And that's how it works with the Yetzer Hara, and that's how it works with you know, let's say minor averos, as we're trying to describe. If a person is very careful to stay far away from possible forms of ruach shdos, so then he'll be saved from sin. But if a person is not careful, so then he has no excuse. Because, and that's what a Cheshbon Nefesh does. A Cheshbon Nefesh allows a person to really analyze his thoughts on a regular basis in order to make sure that even when the Ruach just comes, he has enough distance from that downfall that he won't be sucked in. That's number two. Number three, Rav Meilech quotes from Moshe Tzvi Weingarten, the Av Beis Din of Shadlitz. He asks a great question. He says, it says in the Pasuk, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani. You should be holy because I am holy. Now, he said that's like saying, be a Gibor because I'm a Gibor. Obviously, we can't relate to the Gevurah of Hashem. That's ridiculous, right? There's no Gevurah. The Gevurah of a man has no zero concept to the Gevurah of Hashem. So what does it mean, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani? So he said with the mashal, he said a mashal about a person who owned a huge business, and he had to go away for a month. So he entrusted his prized employee to watch over his store and his factory, his industry, his warehouses, and he gave him the key. And he said, this is the key, don't lose it. And he told him many other instructions. And when he came back a month later, he found that the factory, the business, was totally robbed. So he went to wake up the worker. He says, no, what happened? He said, oh, all I did was lose the key. I only lost the key. And he's like, yeah, but the key's here. How much is the key worth? 5 shekels? Here's 5 shekels. And obviously, the boss was irate. That's the mashal. The mashal is, that's the mashal. That here he is, he gave him a list of rules, and he thought maybe he observed them, but the only rule he didn't observe was the fact that he lost the key. So obviously, everything else was worthless because there was no more business left. The same thing with Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu is not just an extra mitzvah. Kedoshim Tiyu is the overcompassing, the all-encompassing mitzvah that really leads us to be able to observe all the other mitzvahs. We're Kadosh because Hashem is Kadosh. And if we're Kadosh, then we have a connection and a potential and the ability to do other mitzvahs. But if we don't live lives of Kedusha, so then there's no way we can get there. And he also quotes a beautiful idea from Moshe Mordechai Lolov, which obviously Malach Biederman is from the Lelover dynasty, so this is one of his grandfathers or uncles. He said, we say in Kiddush, on Shabbos, we say, actually not just Kiddush, every time we say Asher Kiddush, on Shabbos, in Kiddush, we say Asher Kiddush Shana B'mitzvah V'tzivanu V'ratzah Vanu. So ask the Lelover, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Lolov, it sounds like it's out of order. It shouldn't be Kiddushan Mitzvah V'ratzabano. It should be V'ratzabano, meaning Hashem chose us. V'ratzabano we call Amim, V'kiddushan Mitzvah. So why is Kiddushan before V'ratzabano? And he said as follows. The pshat is that without the Kedusha, it can't be V'ratzabano. Meaning only after a person is Mekadish himself, only when a person cleanses and makes himself holy, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'ratzabano. Now the truth is, I'm not going to erase this whole vort, but we oftentimes say that Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, even if we're Bali Aveira, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us. So I'm not really sure if I agree with this vort, but I mean, I'll say it. I guess I'm not going to erase the whole shir right now, but I will say that this is I hear the pshat Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah of Ratzavanu. So after we achieve levels of Kedusha, then Ratzavanu, then there's more ritzui, there's more favor that Hashem has upon us. But we do know in many sources that even if a person is a chote, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to accept his tshuva. So I guess I have to take this with a grain of salt. But let's go back to the main message over here. The main message is that if a person doesn't do a cheshbon nefesh, if a person allows, you know, little cracks in the armor, little cracks in his avodas Hashem to linger around, they will grow into bigger cracks. And this goes in our davening. If we're not careful about coming on time, if we're not careful on concentrating and focusing and understanding what we're saying, so then eventually it'll get worse and worse. If we're not careful about our learning, so the same thing as well. It's gonna fall away. We always have to be on our game. And as we always say, right, life is like an upside down, going down escalator. If you're going up, great. But if you're not, if you're staying stationary, you continue to go down. This is the yisod of life. And a person can grow. And a person, obviously, we understand, it's understood people have challenges. But only if a person has a little bit of focus and concentration and thought to his life will he be able to grow. Otherwise, it'll be very challenging to continue to grow. And that's why we darshan from this pasuk, based on the Gemara and Baba Basra, that a person should make a cheshbon nefesh on a regular basis. Have a great Shabbos.